I thought about doing it for a long time, but let's talk about the opening image. Are you afraid? Afraid to take the train in the evening? Afraid to let your children go into the city center? Do you see these places where zombies inject themselves, where masked men harass you, where cars are burning and cars are burning? This feeling, this cityscape has changed dramatically. It has now been given a word, and when Chancellor Merz said it, chaos immediately broke out. Today we are pulling back the curtain of lies a little. We are showing what is really happening in our cities and why you rightly feel like a stranger in your own country. Hello, it's Oli here, and today we are doing what is forbidden. We are talking without filters about what everyone sees but no one says. Forget these political phrases. I'll show you what a cityscape really means. Imagine walking through Frankfurt, not through the chic Bahnhofstrasse. No, you see people squatting on the street like walking corpses. They ingest dirt in public. They stick needles in their arms. In broad daylight, chunkies. Mask figures who aggressively hit on you. Why camera pro? And do you know what's the creepiest thing? The police are standing by. They're watching. This has become the norm. They don't call Frankfurt Crackford for nothing. And whoever is playing out on our streets in this reality actually writes the SPD an 8-point paper. 8 points, and not a single one mentions the word illegal migration. Instead of solving the problems, they demand more outreach social work and emergency call systems. They're crazy. At least 3% of Germans agree with Friedrich Merz in a ZDF survey, but our politicians live in a parallel world, and then these images of burning cars, masses shouting freedom for the Palestinians while our country's infrastructure burns down. Do you still see Germany? I don't see it. And now come on a journey with me. First destination, Rome. Yes, Rome, the capital of Giorgia Meloni. Do you know what I saw there? Hey man, Italians, real Italians. The taxi drivers are actually Italians. The restaurant owners are Italians. The streets are clean. The people are proud. You walk through there in the evening and think, ah, that's possible in Europe after all. It's like it used to be with us. Look at Poland. Look at Hungary. They don't have any problems with cityscapes. Why? Because they protect their borders, because they control migration. But in England, France, Belgium, the cityscape is the same everywhere, a picture of self-abandonment. Tucker Carlson says it clearly, this is the biggest demographic change in the last 1,000 years, and it's only happening in white countries. Coincidence? I don't think so. And while our cities are burning, what are politicians doing? They're not fighting the problems, they're fighting those who address them. In Dortmund, the SPD and the Greens wanted to completely exclude the AfD. A real firewall. No more decisions with the AfD. But then something historic happened, almost crazy. The local authority came and said, stop, this is illegal. HHO justification. The AfD must not be made second-class citizens. This contradicts the constitutionally guaranteed equal treatment. Imagine that an authority has to protect our democracy from politicians. That's how it should always be. They had to force the Lord Mayor Thomas Westphal SPD to reverse this undemocratic crap. The firewall is not only stupid, it is illegal. What do we learn from this? Firstly, we are governed by idiots who live in their dream world. The SPD writes 8-point papers without a solution, while the local authority has to stop its undemocratic firewalls. Secondly, the firewall is undemocratic and must finally go. It has already been stopped by an authority as law. That is a fact. Either we acknowledge reality, to a sensible migration policy like perhaps in Denmark, which does not have these problems, or we live the end of Germany, as best we can. The choice is simple. Either we become a normal country again, or we become a failed state of Europe. 63% of Germans see the problem, and it is probably many more. When will politics finally take action? Tell me honestly, do you still recognize your country? Do you feel safe in your city? Or do you think, hey, Oliver is acting up? Write it to me in the comments. I want to hear the truth, no matter how brutal it is. If you are brave enough to endure the truth, then give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel and turn on the bell. And for all those who are wondering what this means for the markets, Quite simply, unsafe cities, divided societies, and political instability are poison for investments. Capital flows to where stability and security prevail. As long as Germany does not solve its fundamental problems and does not want to solve them, capital will continue to flow to stable countries. Do you want to become independent of this German ethos? Do you want to learn how to position yourself globally through trading, no matter what happens here? Then come to my second channel, Oliver Clem Trading. You can find the link in the description, of course. Yes, bye, see you soon. Oli, M.